People have problems. Problems have solutions. Now, people with problems don't know how to find these solutions. Either you create the solution, you give it to them, or you find a solution from somewhere else. So you do the connect if you cannot create the solution. Hi, I'm Srini Sirpalli, and I welcome you to my podcast, Success with Srini, a daily podcast that will help you find simple solutions to life's complex problems. Career, health, business, relationships, finances. Life is full of possibilities, yet it comes with its own set of unknowns. My idea, my intent with this podcast is to coach you on a daily basis with some of your unknowns so that you get motivated, you get inspired, and you go change the world. As I press the record button on the microphone and I start recording this podcast, a few things are going on in my mind. A lot of emails coming in, a lot of conversations happening about career, about jobs. And I thought, no matter how many podcast episodes I do, it seems like I cannot cohesively suggest you what you should do in your career situation. And the only question I'm getting is, what should I do? Should I stay in my job? Should I leave? Where do you see this economy going? See, I don't know where this economy is going. Honestly, I think all is going to be great. At some point, everything will stall. At some point, all the great things that you are seeing will not be great anymore. And they will not be great anymore for some time before they'll become great. So all your investments, all those things that you have got going, the stock market and real estate, yeah, they will stall, but then they'll come back, they'll grow again. Maybe they'll dip for some time, but they'll come back. Historically, that's what has happened. So as far as the job goes, I know you might have spoken to many people, and I know that you're talking to other people, and there are many people who have probably better understanding of who you are, what you do with your job, than I am sitting here behind this microphone and recording this podcast and telling you what you should do. I can tell you bookish-wise what you should do. Maybe from some of my experiences, I can tell you what you should do. But then the people who you need to talk to, I think you have already spoken to. And despite of all that, you have not done something? Well, let me take that back. If you have spoken to more than maybe last 6 months or 8 months, you have been talking to people, asking for their suggestions, their help, and somehow things are not coming together, I think you need therapy. It's not about advice or insight anymore or a strategy anymore. This is about therapy. You need to be forced to take an action. Now, if you're not there, then I still have some ideas for you on this podcast episode. A couple of pathways from where you are. One is you go intense. And let's say the fear of this economy is on your head. Maybe you are unhappy to begin with before the COVID happened. Let's say you are unhappy then. You are looking for opportunities. Nothing was happening for you then. What makes you think that you'll crack it now? What have you done in the last 12 months? Something magical that will change your entire career trajectory? Chances are no. Let's be practical. Chances are no. What do you do? You may continue to stay there wherever you are, and you know you are unhappy. You are lacking, losing motivation, and you are completely disinterested. Now, given that is the state, here is what I suggest you do. Again, this is my suggestion. This is not the absolute thing that you should do, but this is my suggestion based on all the experiences I have collected, all the people who have spoken to, and all the emails I'm getting, and everything going on there in their lives. There are two paths for you. Either you become very serious, take the path of seriousness. That means you acquire all the skills, all the talents, all the experiences, and stay. You commit yourself. I'm going to stay in this for the next 5 years and go deep into this. Or 6 years or 10 years, then I'll retire. Or you do what is called a replacement strategy. Either a substitution strategy or a replacement strategy. You have two ways to go. By substitution, what I mean is you are unhappy. Take all the experience you have here, go learn a few skills, and then substitute this job. Go into another company and do the same thing. If you want to replace this job, you have a few options. You start a business on the side. A replacement strategy is not about going getting an MBA or, you know, some other big diploma degree and then using that to go take up another position, thinking that you have now effectively changed your career. No, you are in the same path. That is still a substitution in my mind. Replacement is when you do something unique, something different, something that you have not done, but you know that you can do. Most people get excited about business when I tell them to start a business. And I tell them to start something that they can do in their spare time. Why? Because you don't know. You don't know when the spare time could become a full time. That is why we call it a replacement strategy. And people ask, you know, what business should I do? I don't know what to do. Well, you should start doing what you know that you can do. And that is taking all these experiences you have, all the know-how you have, from whatever you are doing now in a job engagement, and then take that same thing and position that in the business, in a business format. In other words, you front-end it as a service, as a consult, or whatever. You front-end it. And now you are paid for the transformation, not for the time you put in. That's the difference. You do the same thing, but that's the difference. But again, once you start thinking about a business, there's so many things, then offline and online businesses, even within the online business space, there are so many business ideas. Here is my formula. This is what I suggest you do. There are people, there are problems, there are solutions. So think in your mind, people as a big circle, and think about problems as a big circle that's intersecting with people's circle. And then there is the solution circle that is intersecting with all the two. So, just like the Olympic circles, you have a people circle, you have a problem circle, and you have a solution circle. The intersection is where you need to focus. People have problems, problems have solutions. Now, people with problems don't know how to find these solutions. Either you create the solution, you give it to them, or you find a solution from somewhere else. So you do the connect if you cannot create the solution. Very simple. And how long it takes for you to start a business and grow it before it replaces your primary income, we do not know. Nobody knows. If somebody tells you you can do this in 6 months or a year or five or whatever, nah. It cannot be done. It all depends when you evolve. How long does it take? I don't know. Sometimes right away, sometimes a few years. I think you should not just take one path. I think you should stay seriously and keep on substituting your primary job or your primary career while trying to replace your primary career, both at the same time. Eventually, there comes a point, either you become an incredible employee and grow immensely successful in the profession you are in, or you become tremendously successful in the business that you are doing, and now you have that option to choose which way you go. I'll tell you, people try to keep both. And that is why it's important to really understand the power of this second six-figure income. I run a workshop on this, precisely identifying your strengths and your weaknesses and identifying a business that truly fits to who you are, amplifying your identity. And once something like that happens, you can do that in your sleep like that. And we start creating success from there. Hard, difficult, can be done, has been done. Thank you for listening in. I hope today's podcast episode will or has inspired you. If it did, then do me a favor, share it, write a review, tell your friends and family, tell them a lot is going on here on Success with Srini. Go to successwithsrini.com and subscribe if you have not done that yet. If you're listening to this on Facebook, do me a favor, just write a review. If you're listening to this on LinkedIn, write a review, drop me a comment. That's all for now. I'll be back here again tomorrow and we will talk more. I just heard Jeff Bezos step down. Now that's going to be interesting. We'll talk a little bit more about that tomorrow. Stay tuned. Bye now.
Thanks for listening. Srini Sarupalli is one of the most sought-after speakers, trainers, and motivators in the world today. His radio and TV shows reach over 1 million people worldwide. Srini has positively impacted the lives of over 400,000 people through his seminars, webinars, and workshops. For more information, go online to www.successwithsrini.com. That's successwithsrini.com.